这是1982年冷战全面对峙白热化阶段。
In 1982, during the Cold War's intense confrontation,
时任美国总统里根亲临西柏林查理检查站。
During his visit to West Berlin, President Reagan visited Checkpoint Charlie.
无视边境规则和士兵提醒。
Ignore border rules and soldier warnings.
故意把一只脚伸到东柏林境内。
Deliberately extend one foot into East Berlin.
用直白又嚣张的肢体动作。
Use direct and arrogant body language.
公开表达自己的强硬态度。镜头中。
Expressing one's strong stance in public.
6月11日上午。
November 11th morning.
里根专属的林肯大陆轿车缓缓驶入查理检查站。
Reagan's Lincoln Continental slowly drove into the Charlie checkpoint.
这里是柏林三大核心边境检查站之一。
This is one of the three main border checkpoints in Berlin.
周边戒备森严。
Strictly guarded around.
两边边防士兵全程紧盯现场，气氛十分压抑。
The soldiers on both sides of the border kept a close watch on the scene, and the atmosphere was very tense.
等到随行保镖全方位排查完毕。
Once the accompanying security personnel have completed a thorough search,
确认周边绝对安全之后。
Once the surrounding area is absolutely safe,
里根和夫人南希才一同下车。
Reagan and his wife Nancy got out of the car together.
很多人不知道。
Many people don't know.
为了防范突发危险。
To prevent sudden dangers.
里根当天全程贴身穿着厚重的防弹背心，安保级别拉满。下车之后。
When Reagan got off the car, he was wearing a full-body bulletproof vest, which was a high-level security measure.
他径直走到划分东西柏林的白色边界分界线旁。
He walked straight to the Berlin Wall, the line that separated East and West Berlin.
简单的现场拍照结束后。
After the simple on-site photography was finished,
西德总理施密特、西柏林市长魏斯德克全程陪同里根，详细介绍检查站岗亭以及边境周边的安防情况。
German Chancellor Schmidt, accompanied by Berlin Mayor Weizsäcker, accompanied the President Reagan in detail, introducing the checkpoint and the security situation around the border.
随后
Subsequently,
现场记者提议
The reporter on the scene proposed
三位政要站在边境线前合影留念。
Three officials stand in front of the border line for a commemorative photo.
可就在众人摆好姿势的时候
，Just when everyone was posing for a photo,
一旁执勤的边防士兵立刻上前提醒。
The on-duty border guards immediately rushed over to remind,
告诫所有人
，Warn everyone,
千万不要跨越白色分界线。
Absolutely do not cross the white line.
严守边境规定。
Strictly enforce border regulations.
可这句善意提醒
However, this kind reminder
反而激起了里根的对抗心理。
This, in turn, aroused Reagan's opposition.
当着全世界媒体的镜头，明目张胆
In the full glare of the world's media,
将一只脚伸过边境分界线。
One foot on one side of the border.
整个过程非常短暂。
The entire process was very short.
却挑衅意味浓重。
However, it was full of provocation.
很多人不禁想问。
Many people can't help but wonder.
里根明明清楚。
Reagan was clearly aware.
边境不可随意跨越。
Crossing the border is not allowed.
为什么非要冒着激化矛盾的风险？
Why bother taking the risk of escalating the conflict?
做这样一个毫无实际意义的小动作。
Do such a pointless little thing.
很显然。
Obviously.
这不是一时兴起。
This is not a whim.
彼时。
At that time.
美国一直想要打压以苏联为首的东方阵营。
The United States has always wanted to suppress the Eastern Bloc led by the Soviet Union.
柏林墙就是东西方分裂最直观的象征。里根
The Berlin Wall is the most direct symbol of the division between East and West, according to Reagan.
这一脚看似只是短短几秒的越界。
This kick, seemingly just a few seconds of crossing the line.
实则是在公开否定东德边境主权，嘲讽。
In fact, it is openly denying the sovereignty of the East German border, mocking.
柏林墙的存在。
The existence of the Berlin Wall.
同时向苏联和东德隔空施压。
Simultaneously pressuring both the Soviet Union and East Germany from afar.
安抚西方阵营盟友，也拉拢柏林当地被墙体分隔的民众。
Calm down the allies of the Western camp and win over the local residents of Berlin who are divided by force.
那这一脚下去，最后引发冲突了吗
？Did that kick finally cause the conflict?
答案是并没有。东德边防军。
The answer is that there is no East German border guard.
虽然气得牙痒痒。
Although I was so angry that I could feel my teeth chattering,
但还是老老实实。
But still, I am honest and sincere.
是按规矩办事。
Follow the rules.
是没敢冲上来抓人。
Didn't dare to rush up and grab people.
硬是把火气压住。
Successfully suppressed the anger.
没让局面炸锅。
Don't let the situation get out of control.
不过事后东德立马递了外交抗议照会。
However, East Germany immediately issued a diplomatic protest and convened a meeting.
苏联也公开点名骂美国。
The Soviet Union also publicly named and criticized the United States.
蓄意挑事。
Provoke, instigate, or incite.
两边嘴仗。
Two sides arguing.
那是又升了一级。
That's another level up.